The last thing I want to ask you about is, I'm curious what your take is on the Oncotype DX assay. Can you sort of review what's been done to this point and what your thoughts are about it?
Well, the Oncotype DX assay, I think, is a very provocative method of estimating prognosis and also predicting response to or benefit for tamoxifen and first-generation chemotherapy in women with small lymph node negative hormone receptor positive breast cancers. And the retrospective analysis of trial data based upon Oncotype DX assays would suggest that the Oncotype DX assay can provide a good prognostic information in terms of who's going to recur, who's not going to recur. And some of the limited data is very provocative in that it can actually predict which of the women will benefit from chemotherapy or tamoxifen therapy. And I think a surprising result that the assay data suggests that the women who benefit from chemotherapy aren't going to benefit from hormone therapy, and the women who benefit from hormone therapy aren't going to benefit much from chemotherapy. And that's a very provocative and very interesting observation. My thinking about the Oncotype DX assay has really undergone an evolution from initial skepticism that the assay really is useful and shows what was claimed to show, and wanting more and more data to increase the confidence that the Oncotype DX assay was correct, to the point where I think that the Oncotype DX assay data is correct and does show what it's purported to show. The difficulty now is that it has really re-challenged oncologists and pathologists to start looking not so much at whether a tumor is hormone receptor positive or not, or HER2 overexpressed or not, or to have an increased mitotic index or not, but to start thinking quantitatively. And at this point in time, I think the challenge with the Oncotype DX assay now is there something special about the Oncotype DX assay above an experienced oncologist looking at quantitative ER, PR, HER2 levels of expression, and so forth?